Welcome to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. Two footy legends covering all things sport for Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals and Red Energy for 100% Australian electricity and gas.
Welcome to Sports Day. It is Tuesday afternoon. Hello, Scott Sattler. Hello, listeners. Jason Matthews here as well in the Sports Day studio. Sats, another big day in sport.
Always is, until it's Wednesday, actually, because Wednesday's always a real quiet day when it comes to a lot of sports. But, yeah, another big day, and a lot of it late-breaking as well. Corey Parker's departure from the Brisbane Broncos, the Gold Coast Titans under investigation with the salary cap.
There's so much.
Yeah, and you're going to throw up a bit of debate. If there's one rule in sport you could change, any sport,
yeah,
what would it be? And this is on the back of a text message from one of the listeners.
Well,
we
talked about it late last night in the show when we were having an argument on air.
I was saying in soccer, if only on corners, you're allowed to spike it like volleyball.
Only in corners.
Only from corners.
See, I want to abolish the offside rule in soccer.
Yep.
So, like, just stand next to the goalie, have a chat, and then just, hey, kick it to me, put it in the thing, and all of a sudden you might have an interesting game of football. But we got a text from someone last night. No name on this. 0477 736 736. Soccer would be so much better if you could use your hands.
Mm.
Agree. Now, both hands or one?
It's got to be one hand.
So, do you nominate which hand or just any? Like if you're left footed, do you have to use your right hand?
Diego Maradona, he was a forward thinker.
Yeah, he was. He got into
the World Cup. Yeah, which they went through and won. The hand of God. Ahead of his time. He was Diego Maradona. Adam Gilchrist threw up one last week in the Australian Open, which I brought up last week. I thought it's a great idea that if you smash your racket, you've got to finish the game with that racket or the set, whatever it may be.
Mm. What about, I've got another one for tennis.
Yeah.
Because now sometimes tennis can just go too long.
Mm.
Instead of having like all the matches, just go straight to the tiebreaker. So just have tiebreakers to decide tournaments. And you call it the tiebreaker Grand Slam.
Yep.
I'm writing that down for myself. You've got one for the NFL as well. Like, you want to see him.
No timeouts.
Yeah, perfect.
You just have interchange like we do in rugby league. You get them on as quick as you can and just exhaust players.
If you could change the rule in one game, in any sport, what would it be? 0477 736 736 or 1300 42 1533. My God, didn't the sausage roll go off last night on Sports Day?
Yeah.
It was the dish that got me through high school at Biron Boys High. Very fine school, that. Just up the road from Biron Girls High. They never put us together.
Mm.
And they made sure we got out of class at different times as well. Now I've worked out why. But going back to the canteen, I was reminded by a friend of mine last night. He goes, Jace, you just didn't have the sausage roll, which for those who weren't with us last night, it's a plain long roll. Then
it's
got crusty.
It's got to be fresh.
It's got to be fresh and crusty.
Mm.
If it's not crusty, forget it. All right. Then you put a nice hot sausage roll inside it and just smother it with sauce. And like a fine wine, it is accompanied by a chalky milk.
Mm.
All right. And that is, and you've never heard of it before because you've lived a sheltered life growing up. But us people who get out there obviously know it exists.
Mm.
But then I was thinking today, I don't think calling it a sausage roll.
Yeah, it's not imaginative enough.
It's not giving it justice. Yeah. You know, I want to see this on my kitchen rules this year.
Mm.
Someone going up to some bloke's place and going, here you go, here's dinner. What's the name that we should give the sausage roll? Should it be the baguette a la sausage?
No, that's too fancy. It's got to be something really Aussie. Can't be something French. It's got to be something Aussie.
What about sausage rolled? Oh, I like it.
It's no different to what we've got anyway.
Well, no, we're not saying roll twice. Yeah. We're just squaring it off. 0477 736 736. What should we call the famous sausage roll on Sports Day today? And there's a couple of serious topics we're going to get to as well. Roddy Payton, as you know him, the North Queensland Cowboys coach, will be joining us real soon too. We'll find out how their preseason's going. Right now, let's get into a sports update. I don't think the
Oh, there we go. So you talk about sausages, sausage rolls, your sausage fingers again.
What happened then?
Yeah.
Pharmacy sleep services, snoring, waking up tired. Find out if you have sleep apnea. Book a home sleep test at Pharmacy Sleep Services. You said it off the top of the show, breaking news around the Titans and David Fifita, the Savo Sats.
Yeah, there was. Of course, in 2020, he was late in 2020, he was given an adult caution around trespassing on the Gold Coast. And from that, there was, from all reports, some sort of compensation paid towards the family of the house that he actually attended upon and was deemed to be trespassing. So the NRL have been made aware of this, and they're now investigating to see whether it's a salary cap breach, because if there's compensation paid to the family and you've got a real concern about this, about why compensation is being paid.
If you don't do anything wrong.
Yeah. But the Gold Coast Titans are being questioned. If they paid the compensation,
yeah.
Well, that's what they call it. It's a benefit. It's a benefit to the player, which therefore has to be capable under the salary cap. So they're requiring more information from the Gold Coast Titans to see what role they played in. Now, they could say, just say it's $20,000 compensation. They could very easily say, yeah, we did pay for it, but we're going to be withdrawing that from David's pay over the next five months.
Yeah,
whatever.
Right.
Yeah, so they just need that evidence.
Much,
they just need that evidence.
So he was cleared by police. He wasn't charged.
No, So he got a what they call an adult caution.
Call me stupid. Mm. Why would you make an alleged payment to a family if you've done nothing wrong? Why would you?
No, but he has done something wrong. He's what they've classed as trespassing.
Right.
Because he got a caution.
But then that
from
is
the
a,
police.
But then that is more than a caution if you break into someone's house.
Well, no, it's not, you don't have to break into someone's house to trespass. You just need to be inside the barriers.
Right. If someone asks you to leave and you don't leave, right?
Yeah, that's trespass.
I'm not saying that this happened in this case, but if that, right, okay, gotcha. Hey, 0477 736 736 is our text number. Senzai sent us a text. You know how we're asking for suggestions on how you can, change a rule in sport? Having monkeys as the jockeys on the dogs in greyhound racing.
That's the winner. I like it. I like that. That's really good.
No whips, though.
No, I don't like whips.
Here's our chance to get rid of the whips in racing.
And monkeys can't use whips, so they don't have the opposable thumbs. So... hey, listen, also on 0477 736 736, Buffer is Texas also. He also goes by the name of, I'm not going to say his name, but it rhymes with Matty Geyer. Okay.
Right, okay.
He said soccer.
Yeah.
Drop off the players instead of a penalty shootout. Lose a player every 2 minutes until someone scores.
Fantastic.
Like it, Buff.
That, do you still think someone might score in soccer eventually?
We should ask Buffer Geyer, actually, who's best mates with Cam Smith.
Yeah.
What he's actually
doing.
Send
him a text now while I read out.
Can you please text us back and tell us what Cam's doing? Thank you.
Hey, what about ideas for the sausage roll? Yep. The snag and a swag.
I like that. That's good.
That's not bad. Thanks. Yep. Make sure you chuck your name on the text. What about the bogan cigar from Scotty? Scotty.
That's good.
Scotty, that's a bit rough, mate.
That's good. I like the bogan cigar.
Sly from Harrington. Why don't we call it a roller? Mm. A roller with sauce.
I like the bogan cigar.
Yeah, I don't. Yep. I don't like it. Keep your text coming through, 0477 736 736. Big news out of the Broncos. Sorry, you're going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say another one around changing some of the rules in sport. This is from Ron. Hi, boys. Synchronized swimming. No clips on the noses to stop water getting in. Make it survival of the fittest. These are really good suggestions. I like them.
Some of these are dangerous. Some of these are really dangerous.
But fun.
Corey Parker, booted from the Broncos coaching staff.
Contracted to the Brisbane Broncos. I think it's his second year of a two-year contract. And, was told that his services are no longer needed. He's spoken exclusively to News Corp today, Peter Bedell, where he's said that he's really disappointed. Kevvy Walters, the head coach, had consulted with Corey about the current playing group before he was appointed and also after he was appointed, and Corey was part of the coaching staff. From all reports, I'm hearing that Corey actually didn't hear about what was going on with training when it was starting up in the new year. He contacted Kevvy and was therefore told his services are no longer needed. Now, they're still going to have to pay him. because he's under contract. There's obviously more to this. I'm thinking that it would be more player-led. I think they would have spoken to the players to see what sort of...
But what's wrong with this? Why is this a story? Teams get rid of coaching staff all the time.
Oh, I think what they're alluding to is the way that it was handled. It's not what has happened. It's the way it was handled.
But Kevy's told him on the phone, though. No longer... Maybe he
was... Well, the story reads is that Corey actually rang to say, what's going on with training? I haven't heard. I'm part of the coaching staff. But Kevy actually hadn't bothered to contact Corey to say, hey, listen, you're no longer needed. It took Corey to...
Maybe it was someone else's job to tell Corey. Maybe Kevy's got a lot of other big things on his plate to
do. It is the general manager of footy and also the head coach's role to make those decisions. But when you're part of the coaching staff, it's the coach's role to advise anyone in the coaching staff that they're no longer needed. So I suppose what's a little bit sour in everyone's mouth is that he played for one club, Corey Parker, and they don't like the service he was obviously getting. Like I said, the feedback maybe from the players that they didn't feel like they were getting anything from his input and therefore no longer needed, but it's still going
to
cost
them. So what's the story? Is the story
it's rugby
that,
league.
But what's the story? I don't get it, Sam. It's the story
okay,
that
the
they...
Okay, the story is
can
that,
I ask you a question? Is it because they've sacked him or is it because Kevy didn't tell him personally? I'm confused.
The story is, and the story is here, is how come a head coach didn't have the kahunas to go through the front door with one of his staff and out of respect for a player that's played nearly 350 first grade or 330 first grade games or whatever for the one club, he didn't have the respect to go to that player directly and say, listen, guess what? Unfortunately, your service is no longer needed.
Right.
Now, if that's the case, so be it. But
be a man.
They're just saying that Kevy didn't man up and he didn't.
Okay, so that's the story.
But that's what we're reading. We don't know with what discussions have been had behind closed doors. That's only been broken this afternoon. So,
okay.
You know, whether it's the Broncos, whether it's the Roosters, the Bunnies, whoever it may be, the argument is go through the front door, look a man in the eye and say you're no longer needed. That's where they feel as though that Kevy's got this wrong.
I've got on our thing here. We're going to talk about Tommy Trbojevic and, you know, his injury and all that. I don't know about you. I'm over it. It's kind of like, yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah,
I
think but you're not a Manly fan, so.
Do we have Manly fans listening to us?
Of course we do.
Well, we're meant to talk to Brad Parker tomorrow night, but he's pulled the pin.
Well, he didn't pull the pin. His club pulled the pin.
Yeah, they pulled the pin. Like, I mean, what are we going to, are we going to interrogate Brad Parker?
I can exclusively reveal that Matty Buffer Guy has just texted me and said, yes. Cam Smith is playing for the Currumbin Eagles on the Gold Coast, the team that Matty Guy coaches. So there you go.
There we go. What, text him back. What position?
Yep. Whatever he wants, wouldn't it? Whatever yeah. position he wants.
Another text coming through. 0477 736 736. Tennis, ban the grunt. Grunting is deliberate and cheating. So does the louder grunter get an advantage? is that what it is? Why do they grunt?
I don't know.
Is tennis the most boring sport on the planet?
No.
Because, you know, the only exciting thing they do is sign a piece of Perspex in front of a camera.
Mm.
That's it. That's cutting edge. I don't know. Anyway, Tommy Trbojevic, he's apologised to members. Adam Reynolds is not happy that he hasn't been offered a two-year deal at South, and he's been offered a one-year extension. Yes. He's being shopped around. Damien Cook has actually said, look, I came to South, and the reason I came here was because of Adam Reynolds. This is what he had to say.
One of the reasons I came to the club was Adam Reynolds was the halfback when I was signing here, and someone I wanted to play alongside the likes of him and Greggy and players like that. So it would be sad to see him go if he did. Look, I understand he's going through some negotiations with the club and they're not quite at an agreement or close to an agreement yet. So I hope that does get sorted because I'd love to see him stay. You know, but I'm sure Adam understands the game as well. This is what happens. It can be the best game in the world, but it can be a very cruel game at the same time. So hopefully, it does get sorted. I'd love to see him stay here longer. You know, he's a really good mate of mine too, and obviously he's one of the best halfbacks in the competition as well. So, look, I'll let that sort the tone out. But if it is, you know, the last year we're going into, we better make the most of it. You know, we've been at three prelims now. We need to turn it on and go that extra step and win the comp. So if it is our last time together, you know, we go out in a high.
Yeah, there you go. Damien Cook would love to see his skipper. You know, he's entering He's entering his ninth season at South Adam Reynolds.
He didn't debut until 2013, been part of their junior reps for a lot of years.
Absolutely.
Tremendous server. Now, there are some dispensation for long service of a club.
Well, this is what I wanted to ask you. Shouldn't the NRL, is it much? Like, is it, what I was thinking, right, Sats, is that if a player, and we've seen it with,
are we going to talk about this later?
Yeah, I want to throw it out there as well.
Are we going to do this as a hot topic? Because
yeah,
I think it's,
yeah,
I wouldn't mind getting the fans and the listeners' ideas on this as well.
Well, this is one thing. Shouldn't clubs get a discount for if a player has played 8 or more years at a club, or even make it 10?
Well, they can. I can tell you now, it's about 8 years.
Right.
And I think it's about 100 or 200,000. They can be spread out amongst players, but it's, put it this way, it's not a game changer.
Right.
Okay.
So let's say a player reaches 10 years at a club, right? Yep. Someone like Adam Reynolds, and they've got to be a one-club player. I mean, it happened with Menzies, all these players who wanted to stay at their clubs but couldn't. They couldn't be fit into the salary cap. So why can't the NRL introduce a thing where you get, a 50% discount on a contract, whatever the amount is, if a player's played 10 years just at the one club?
Because you've got to come up with that extra money somewhere.
I'm sure the clubs could.
Well, yeah, not all the clubs can. The wealthier clubs can. The clubs that have got really good commercial corporate support, they can.
Mm.
Some clubs can't. So it's not really an advantage.
Because it's rare now.
I'll tell you where I think. Later on, when we talk about this in the hot topic, I'll tell you where I think some dispensation should be given to clubs.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, have you got thoughts on that? 0477 736 736, or give us a call, 1300 42 1533. The Charity Shield is on Saturday night.
Yeah, I can't wait for this.
This is going to be great. The Dragons have named a near full strength squad. I don't have the squad. I don't know where it is, but Souths have sent theirs through. Full strength, you want to run through it, Sats?
Latrell Mitchell at fullback, Jackson Paulo, good young player, and Alex Johnston on the wing. Of course, Josh Mansour has gone to the club as well. He's on the bench. Dane Gagai, Campbell Graham, good centre combination. Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds, well, yeah, they're winners. And the forward pack is Thomas Burgess, Damian Cook, Junior Totola, big fan of Junior Totola, and also this man who should be in the front row, but he's playing in the second row, Keon Kulamatangi, good player. Joy Arrow, of course, a new recruit. He's on the bench. Jacob Host, their new signing from the Dragons, good player as well.
You like him, don't you?
He's a really good player. I think the Rabbitohs will get him at exactly the right time of his age and his attributes. And 13, Cameron Murray. It's a good team.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. The Aussies got belted it last night against the Kiwis. Aaron Finch had this to say post-match, and we'll talk about this after this, but have a listen to this.
Feels like it's been a long time since we've played, and it was the 14 days was pretty good, to be honest. They looked after us brilliantly at on the park down the road, and the defence force, the government, they've all been fantastic. So we're just very grateful to be here and have some freedoms and be out playing some cricket. And we didn't play our best tonight. New Zealand played well. Devin, he well and truly deserved 100. They're tough to come by in T20s, and he played an absolute great knock. Yeah, I thought they built a great partnership, but their foundation was based on running between wickets, really. They changed the momentum of the game in that way. They ran hard. There's some huge pockets out on that ground, and they exploited them. They played really well. So full credit to them. We didn't get it right, it seemed, and swung a touch under lights, which we expected, but we just undone in that power play. It's always great when you have debutants, and it's unfortunate we couldn't get the win for him. It's a special occasion. You only do it once. It's very happy for him. There's plenty more for him to come. He's a gun, so he's got a long career ahead of him.
Wasn't the best result. To be beaten by 50-odd runs in a T20 game is a flogging. But, I mean, that's not the full-strength Australian team that you're taking to the World Cup. But you know what's come out of this, Sats, which I find disgusting? And, again, it's driven by media that, you know, just want to see change all the time or impatient. There's talk that Finch can't even buy a run in T20. I've pulled out the stats from his last 10 innings and starting with last night. So last night he got one. Before that, a duck.
Yep.
Then 35, 39, 40, 46, 55, 14, 42, 52.
Is that playing for Australia?
Playing for Australia, yeah. And that's against Pakistan, South Africa, England, and India.
I think the argument is they're not taking his innings that he's had with Australia. They're taking it from his BBL form as well, which wasn't fantastic from memory. So his lead in to this T20 five games against New Zealand hasn't been great. But I agree with you. I mean, one, he's the skipper, and two, he most times often than not always produces.
And let's not forget, it's T20. Mm. It is hit or miss. Absolutely hit or miss. And he was in a pretty ordinary team this year at the Renegades. Captained by him, of course.
Yeah, but when you're a batter, it's about your individual stroke play and whether you look natural and comfortable and whether you're making the right decisions, whatever sure. it may be, getting your feet in the right position, keeping the bat straight, whatever it may be. And he was off in the BBL.
But don't forget, there are unusual circumstances this year. People living out of home, you know, stuck in hubs, not in their natural environment. I mean, cut the guy some slack, for Christ's sake.
No, but everyone's in the same scenario.
Yeah, but that's fine. Some people, look, we spoke to some players who loved it. Yeah. They couldn't think of anything better than being stuck in a resort for 4 weeks. They thought it was fantastic. And they were the younger blokes. But it's different.
Yeah, but fans expect excellence. They expect victory.
I just think we've been a bit harsh on the Aussie captain. Move on, everyone. Get away from it. Snoring, waking up tired, find out if you have sleep apnea. Book a home sleep test at Pharmacy Sleep Services. This is Sports Day for Kia's Open Season. On now with match-winning deals. When we come back, one of your good mates, Todd Payton, is now the coach of the North Queensland Cowboys. We'll chat to him next on Sports Day.
You're listening to Sports Day. Have your say by dropping Badge and Sats a text. 0477 736 736. That's 0477 736 736. This is Sports Day. We'll be right back. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Red Energy, for 100% Australian electricity and gas. And Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. I forgot to mention off the top of the show, Sats, about my personal endorsement from Four Pines Brewing Company, which is also the official beer of Sports Day with Badge and Sats. Just want to say good day to everyone at Four Pines. Thank you very much for my sponsorship. Am I a good brand ambassador? Like, if you look at me, you go, that's a man there who enjoys a Four
that's
Pines.
That's questionable.
That's not nice. Mm. Time to catch up with the coach of the North Queensland Cowboys. I wonder if he's got a beer endorsement like I've got. Shop for authentic Aussie products. Choose Australian made. Todd Payton from the North Queensland Cowboys. Thanks for your time on Sports Day.
No dramas. Thanks for having me.
Hey, now, Toddy, also inverted commas, Roddy. Before we start talking about rugby league, we've been talking about the sausage roll in a fresh bread roll.
With sauce.
Growing up. Yep. Did you ever have that as a kid?
Yeah, that was recess.
There you go.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, tomato sauce.
Todd, Sats has never been exposed to this wonderful dish. And you had it with a chalky milk, Todd. Did you do that as well?
Yeah, I was more a juice kind of guy, but I definitely had plenty of them, plenty sausage rolls in a bread roll.
You and me both, brother. Yeah. I'm getting you one tomorrow, Sats.
Well, you said that yesterday. But, Toddy, big trial this week against the Brisbane Broncos. You've named a pretty strong lineup. Was it always going to be the focus to take as strong a lineup into that, what may look like round one?
Yeah, look, we've only, like across the NRL, there's only one trial. So we're going to, well, I'd expect most teams to put out their best team on the park. We're short a couple of guys through injury, but we have a squad of 22 going down. We have a couple of positions still up in the air, so we're going to split the time evenly, in 2 40-minute segments. So those players are aware of that and what's happening, and, I wouldn't say it's necessarily a shootout, but definitely a strong performance will help you get in that round one thing.
Now, your captain, Michael Morgan, missed a lot of 2020. He named it 5'8". Firstly, is that his position, number six? And secondly, will he play a majority of the game? Or will we just see how he's feeling throughout the game?
No, he'll play the majority of the game. That's where his best position is for us, is at number six. I see him as a running six. He has... he works best off an organising half inside him. I've had people tell me that he's a centre. I've had people tell me he's a fullback. But I've seen him lead this team into a grand final playing half and 5'8". And
I would like to see him get back to his best footy.
There's nothing worse than as an edge defender when you've got a big body who's fast as a 5-8, yep. like a Laurie Daly, those sort of guys. So he's a nightmare as a 5-8.
Jack Whiten.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Todd, taking over the role, North Queensland Cowboys. Of course, you had you consider a pretty successful year taking over at the Warriors last season. What challenges did you face first up when you got to the club?
Trying to point a staff was the first challenge. That was enjoyable, and we got some really good assistants, two senior assistants in Steve Georgalis and Dean Young. They're well-credentialed, they're highly motivated, very competent. So just sitting back and watching them do their thing is really enjoyable. We've enjoyed each other's company as well, and I think that has resonated through the group. They can see us enjoying what we're doing from day to day and doing plenty of laughing, and at the right time we're switching on. So that has had a good effect on the team so far. The other challenges are just around the fact that we've had so much change in terms of the way that we play footy. We've got a whole new defensive system, and we've stripped back all the structure, which is the way that the team has played for the last 4 or 5 years. And there are days where we've looked good. There's been days where we've taken a couple of steps backwards. But I think consistently throughout the whole 12, 13-week period, I've seen enough progress to feel comfortable that we're heading in the right direction well enough.
You just mentioned one of your assistant coaches, Dean Young. We spoke to him about a week ago. Is he still paranoid about the water level in his pool in Townsville?
He's not happy with you.
No, I think he's okay at the moment because we got heaps of rain, and he let his kids just go for hell for leather for a good 15, 20 minutes just to even out the water.
Is it true
he's pool, so he's a bit relaxed at the moment?
Todd, is it true he stands by the pool with a whistle, and if the kids splash too much, he blows it and kicks them out for a 5-minute timeout? Is that true?
That is true. That is true. But I don't understand the fact why have a pool if you cannot allow people to bomb in it, particularly in Townsville, when you spend at least an hour a day in the afternoon. Well, my kids do, and I know all the pools up here are well used.
And growing up, Toddy Payton, not only were you the best dancer over 110 kilos, you were actually the best bomb diver in Canberra as well, weren't you?
Yeah, I had a bit of weight to go in the water back in Canberra days, mate. So, yeah, I had a bit of a splash. Riverina champion of bombs up until the age of 16.
You called Todd Rod Payton.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the audience why you called him Rod Payton?
When he was down at Canberra, he started playing first grade at 17 as a front row, which is ridiculous. You know? Anyway, one of his mates, correct me if I'm wrong, Rod, is that that he was in an argument with a guy in a licensed venue. They all went outside, and this guy was blowing up, saying, "Oh, you Canberra players, you think you own the city, even you, Rod Payton." So, hence the name Rod. I've told a few of his players about that as well. Now, one of those players is Scotty Drinkwater. He's named at fullback for this trial this weekend. Now, I've spoken to you off air, and you're really excited about his potential, some of the attributes you've seen him, aren't you, Toddy?
Yeah, I am. I think he's really strong attacking player. He's super fit, which you need to be to play at the full in the fullback position. He's really talkative, and again, that's one of the prerequisites of being a good fullback is being vocal and directing traffic at the back. And we have had a three-way tussle in that position with Hamiso and with Val. And those players are well aware of my selection or our selection criteria, and that's first and foremost is to get our line organised at the back and to stop tries, considering that we were the second most points against, across the competition last 12 months. So we need to plug up that part of our game, and our mindset for our team, round one team selection, is our best defensive team. So... he's a really capable kid, and I'm excited what he can provide for us as a squad, whether it's at fullback, 5-8, or anywhere else.
How many spots in that first grade team are you still undecided on?
two centre spots, the fullback spot. There's a back row slash two back row spots, and the whole bench. So quite a few. In saying that, I'm not totally sold on a few others. So I don't want to make anyone too comfortable.
Yep.
But, you know, I've spoken on a couple of other interviews about our pre-season so far to date. You know, years gone by, we've had a team one and a team two. So the team one team's always stronger and more often than not roll over the team two side. But we've split them up evenly over the course of the pre-season. We'll name a side at the start of the week, and any of that 13v13 stuff we get in any of our sessions, they'll be in those teams. And then on the Saturday, we compete in a post session. And I've seen that work just for the simple fact that we've improved pretty well across the group. And it doesn't allow for people to get comfortable in that team one, and it doesn't allow for players that are in that second team to feel as though that they're a million miles away from getting a start in the first grade. And they've just competed well and improved across the squad, and I think it's worked well.
One of the players that will definitely be there and one of the best players in the comp is your 13, Jason Taumalolo, co-captain. I read a really good story last week about how you're trying to get quality out of him as opposed to the quantity of minutes that he plays. And he seems to be one of those players, Toddy, where if you give him instructions, he just morphs back to the middle because he wants to be involved and he wants to make a difference. How do you sit down and how does that discussion go with Jason Taumalolo saying, we want you to play X amount of minutes as opposed to you playing, you know, 60, 70, 80 minutes?
Yep, it was pretty simple. So I sat him down, you know, almost immediately, and just he's contracted to us for another 7 years. So we've got to treat him like a long term investment. So if we keep rolling him out in the field for 70 minutes a week, he's gonna be cooked by, you know, the time he hits 30. So we need to be smart in that regard, but. You know, if I go around to people that watch a lot of rugby league and, you know, ask, what do you think of Jason Taumalolo? And everyone will tell you he's the best running forward in the game. Whereas, you know, not many people or people that understand rugby league a lot would say that he's the best forward in the game. And I think he's got a big room for improvement in what he can provide for us on the defensive end. You know, if he's going to stay on the park and a bloke at that size, he's gonna conserve energy somewhere, and he's not going to move as well as he should on the defensive end, so he can get through the minutes. So it was a pretty easy sell, to be honest. I know we can get him better, and you know, if he's moving well and tackling better and being more of a physical. A physical presence in the middle of the park from a defensive end. I know the other team will stand up and be noticed, and then he'll make other guys around him feel and play better.
Rightio, Todd Payton, we could talk to you all night, mate, but we've got to go. We loved your honesty and your answers as well. It's not often, Sats, that a coach will come back and go, you know, we've got all these spots to fill and talk about the players the way you have, mate. Best of luck for the 2021 season and good luck with the trial against the Broncos this weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Toddy.
Todd Payton, the head coach of the North Queensland Cowboys. That's refreshing.
Do you know what? A lot of people, if they remember Todd Payton play, Jace, he was probably the best player, I believe, one of the best players that's never played Origin.
Yeah.
Highly skillful, highly intelligent, articulate as well, as you can see. One of the things I used to, and I had my final year with Toddy, you know when the halfback catches the ball and they hand it off to the front rower? Mm. Toddy used to say, no, I want to catch it. He used to always catch the ball off the kickoff.
Yeah, right.
Because it kept him focused.
There you go.
Yeah, he's always thought differently about the game.
And did you detect a tiny bit of a Kiwi accent?
Yes, I did.
A couple of seasons with the Warriors.
This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Red Energy, for 100% Australian electricity and gas. And Kia's open season, on now with match-winning deals. Now on Sports Day, it's time for our Hot Topic. For expert car air conditioning service you can rely on, visit repcoservice.com.
Gee, we've got plenty of hot topics tonight on Sports Day. 0477 736 736 or shoot us a call. 1300 42 15 33. One of them off the top here, should clubs be given salary cap reduction to re-sign long-term players and one club players, Sats?
Yeah, well, this is what we spoke about with Adam Reynolds. This has been, yeah. I suppose, spiked by Adam Reynolds. He's made his debut in 2013, has been involved with the South Sydney club ever since he was able to kick a football and graded with their junior representative teams. Now, there are some dispensations for long service to a club up around 7 or 8 years. As I said earlier, it's not groundbreaking. It's not enough to make a difference, but the clubs that do get a dispensation, say it's 30 or 40% if you've been there 10 years, well, they're able to be able to raise that extra capital to pay the rest of the salary that's not going to come under the salary cap. So unless the NRL is going to give you the money, which is not fair as well. I've always thought that if you bring them in at the front end, if you're signing a player at 15 years of age, for example, and you're developing them through to first grade and they stay with you for another, you know, 6 or 7 years through first grade, I think if you're giving them dispensation based on them, you developing them. Now, Nambucca Roosters text in also 0477 736 736. He says, come on, boys, salary cap discounts for junior players staying with a club long term would only work if every club had similar catchment areas, which is true as well, because it's not fair to clubs like the Roosters who don't have a junior development catchment area. South have got a big one. They invited the Roosters in once, but that relationship soured. Mm. Then you've got places like Penrith and who have got huge, yeah. Brisbane Broncos, who've got a huge, and North Queensland Cowboys, huge catchment areas. But there is a way around it, because I think the skill of recruitment is signing a young player, getting him inside your development systems and keeping them. Yeah. That's the skill of recruitment and coaching.
Okay. Yeah.
Going to a player and saying, we're going to give you $800,000 a year and you're going to keep doing that for 7 or 8 years straight, is not the art of recruiting. Recruiting is bringing a player in, turning him into a legitimate NRL player and then a rep player, whatever it may be. So there are some ways around it. Okay. But I do agree with Nambucca Roosa. There are some clubs that are really disadvantaged from it.
Okay. Another question we're throwing out there too. If you could change one rule in any sport, what would it be, Sats? Ian sent us a text. Hi, guys. If the goal was made twice as wide, we might actually see some goals scored in soccer.
I like that.
Good idea. Guys, what about 5 points for tries in rugby league? Get rid of goals that waste time but still have field goals.
Well, the clock stops when the goal is about to be attempted until they start walking. I like 5-point tries, any try that's scored beyond the 50-metre line.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Hey, boys, rugby union should adopt 1 point for a field goal as a forward in the game for 21 years, slogging away, working hard, and one man can change the game. Name on that one as well. So keep your texts coming through, 0477 736 736. Lots of texts coming through too about the sausage roll. You have to have butter on the bread roll.
You don't
so
agree
it melts
with that,
into
do
the pastry. No, it's too fattening. We never had it with chocolate milk at our school. We had it with a warm KB and a Durrick. Right here. Doesn't help me with the name for the sausage roll roll, but KB, thank you.
I do like the Bogan cigar. I like the Bogan cigar.
Yeah, so far, No, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I do. I like the, was it the, in a swag?
Yeah.
Sausage in a swag or something? Yeah.
0477 736 736. You'll be blown away with car air conditioning service at Repco's authorised service. Book at repcoservice.com. This is Sports Day for Kia. When we come back, Racing Queensland update with Chris Nelson.
You're listening to Sports Day. Have your say by dropping Badge and Sats a text. 0477 736 736. That's 0477 736 736. This is Sports Day. We'll be right back. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Red Energy, for 100% Australian electricity and gas. And Kia's open season, on now with match-winning deals. On Sports Day, time for a Racing Queensland update. Queensland is your place to race this year.
Certainly is. And Chris Nelson is the man in the know with everything happening in racing in Queensland. Hello, Chris.
How are you, Joe?
I'm very good, thanks, mate. What's the latest?
Well, there's a few horse updates on this quiet sort of Tuesday. I just thought I'd update you on, and the listeners, of course, on some of the better Queensland horses and where they are heading over the next few weeks into next few months. Now, the filly that we're all keen on, Miami Flights from the Tony Gollan stable, she will go to the three-year-old Jewel, and that is a definite now, and that's at the Gold Coast 2 weeks from Saturday. That's a $500,000 race. She will jump out next Tuesday. She won't be racing prior to that. So a jump out next Tuesday for her, then on to the Jewel. The stablemate Vega One, who of course finished so close up in last year's Stradbroke handicap, had some injury issues after that. He's been down in Victoria recuperating. He'll also jump out next week. I say those jump outs will be at Eagle Farm. It'll be Eagle Farm or Doomben. Gem of Scotland, Toowoomba trained by Rex Lipp, returns to racing this Saturday at the Sunshine Coast. She'll likely go around in the open handicap. Of course, she was beaten in the Jewel race last year at the Gold Coast, put up with a bad injury. There was some issue. There was some doubts there whether she'd ever race again, but she's taken a long time to come back. But she's all set to make her reappearance on Saturday afternoon at the Sunshine Coast. And Jace, just one for that black book. Mm-hmm. We did mention a couple of weeks ago from those Sunshine Coast trials, a horse trained by David Van Dyke called Karaka Lad. Now, he goes around, or he's scheduled to go around, in a 1,200-metre maiden at the Sunshine Coast on Sunday. So put him in your black books. Do not forget him. I'll confirm later in the week if he's a starter, but at this stage, I'd say he definitely will be.
All right, mate. Thank you for all of that. Queenslanders Racing. The action continues this week at Eagle Farm, the Gold Coast, and the Double Up on the Sunshine Coast. Chris, we'll do it again tomorrow, mate.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Jase.
Come on, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. There's got to be an investigation into this. This has got to be, someone's got to be accountable for this.
For Red Energy, for 100% Australian electricity and gas, what's your packet, Sats?
I'm not sure whether people are aware of this, but Texas in America, they're battling a winter storm which has left millions without power and safe drinking water. And it's also been a lot of deaths as well. Now, their senator of Texas, Ted Cruz, he's under fire after flying himself and his family to Mexico and booked in at the Ritz-Carlton in the Cancun.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Powered by Renergy. That's real Aussie energy. Switch today. This is Sports Day. It's open season at Kia with match-winning deals and Australia's best 7-year warranty across the range.
You're listening to Sports Day. Have your say by dropping Badge and Sats a text. 0477 736 736. That's 0477 736 736. This is Sports Day.